In this bulletin, New South Wales records almost 1,500 new coronavirus infections as Victoria Police fines religious worshippers over an illegal gathering. The Taliban announces an acting Afghan government, and in sport, the Socceroos make history, extending their win streak to 10 consecutive games, a step closer to qualifying for another World Cup. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos. New South Wales has reached a new milestone in its COVID response, with 75% of its eligible population now having received at least one dose of a coronavirus vaccine. The state also recorded 1,480 new cases of locally acquired infections and a further 9 deaths. Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Marianne Gale has extended her sympathies to the families of those who've died and urged people to get vaccinated.
7 of the 9 cases people who died that we're reporting today were not vaccinated. One person had had one dose and one person had had 2 doses. And all those individuals had underlying health conditions.
Victoria has recorded 221 new cases of locally acquired COVID-19 from over 45,000 tests. Of the cases, 98 have so far been linked to known outbreaks. Worshippers who gathered near a synagogue in southeast Melbourne in breach of lockdown rules face fines of more than $5,000 each. Police were waiting outside a building in Ripponlea last night, where members of the Orthodox Jewish community were congregating, believed to be marking Rosh Hashanah, which is Jewish New Year. As people came out, words were exchanged and directed at the gathered media, and a cameraman was allegedly assaulted. Police say a number of children were at the gathering and they will not be fined. The ACT has become the first place in Australia to reach the 80% fully vaccinated rate in an age group. In the national capital, 80.2% of over 70s have had 2 doses of a COVID-19 vaccine, while 71% of the over 50s cohort are fully vaccinated. The Federal Health Minister has defended sending extra Pfizer doses to New South Wales after state premiers criticised the secrecy surrounding vaccine distribution. The Prime Minister's home state received 45% of the Pfizer doses distributed last month, despite having 32% of Australia's population. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says his state missed out on 340,000 doses and he's demanding transparency in vaccine allocations. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says Victoria and Queensland had both received extra doses during outbreaks.
When there was an outbreak in Victoria requested and received additional doses. And that's exactly what has occurred with New South Wales. And that's about saving lives. And that's fundamental. Ultimately, everybody is covered.
Overseas, the Taliban has announced an acting Afghan government 3 weeks after sweeping to power. A senior minister during its repressive reign in the 1990s, Mullah Muhammad Hassan Akhund, has been named interim prime minister. He's blacklisted by the United Nations. The Taliban had promised an inclusive government, but all 33 members of the acting government are drawn from its ranks. None of the appointees are women.
For now, the caretaker government is for solving the current problems that we have. We know our country has come out of crisis recently. The war has finished. So we should have a government as soon as possible. That's why we have decided to announce a caretaker government.
Royal Life Saving and Surf Life Saving, both state and national organisations, have launched a new information and awareness campaign for multicultural and migrant communities ahead of warmer weather and the summer season. New research reveals an alarming increase in drowning deaths over the past 12 months, including factors such as people swimming at unfamiliar locations, lockdown exhaustion, and interruptions to regular swimming habits. In the past 12 months, overall, there were 294 drowning deaths, that is 20% higher than last year. Both organisations highlight COVID has seen more people seek remote places to escape crowds, which includes swimming outside of patrolled hours and taking more trips to isolated beaches, rivers or lakes. National Manager of Research and Policy at Royal Life Saving, Alison Marnie, says drownings are linked to large-scale lockdowns and more Australians holidaying domestically and swimming in unfamiliar and often patrolled locations.
Look, families and parents are under a lot of stress right now, and it is exhausting. This has been going on for quite some time, and we know that that can lead to fatigue and lapses in supervision. We also know that children have missed out on really vital swimming lessons through this time.
In football, the Socceroos have made history, becoming the first team in the Asian Confederation to win 10 straight matches in a single World Cup qualifying campaign. They beat Vietnam 1-0 in hot and humid conditions in Hanoi. Ryan Grant scored his first international goal just before half-time and spoke with Channel 10 after the match.
I sort of just snuck in at the back post. I think Aiden put in a nice cross and it sort of just bounced up for me and didn't know whether to square it or go for goal, but I just went for glory in the end and lucky it snuck in the back post.
And now for a look at today's weather. Sunny in Perth, Melbourne, Newcastle and Darwin with a top of 35. Cloudy in Hobart, 17. A possible shower in Cairns, 27. Morning frost and some fog in Canberra. With the latest SBS News, I'm Marcus Megalokonomos.